We're here at the International Poultry Expo and International Feed Expo at the Novus International booth here and the trade show. With me is Wendell Kniehaus. And Wendell, what's your title, please?
Director of Product Management for Health and Feed Quality Products.
We had a very unusual year last year as far as our corn and soybean production, late fall harvest. We got a lot of moisture still. We got still corn out in the fields at this point, and that could create some problems potentially down the road of mycotoxins. So we're going to talk a little bit about the situation there and what producers can do, what we should be looking for as far as that's concerned, and how Novus is helping with that.
Certainly, mycotoxins is an issue occasionally in certain geographies every year. This is a year when we should be extra sensitive to not only testing to make sure we know what we have in our grain coming in, but also considering proactive choices to treat symptoms for the low thresholds of mycotoxins that are always present in some of the grain each year.
So now I understand that you have a new study that just recently came out regarding your product Solus.
Exactly right. So we have a lineup of products. We have a Solus, which is typically used just for alpha toxin challenges. And then we have Solus Moss, which is a combination of Solus plus a moss-type product to boost the immune system. So the study we actually did was Solus Moss in the presence of a challenge for both alpha toxin and okra toxin. And what we found that both a moderate level, 400 milligrams of okra toxin infestation, and 800, a very high challenge, is that the birds maintain their performance in the presence of that toxin challenge. So the maintaining performance showed control to the Solus Moss, approximately a 50% increase over the control in that challenge environment in both feed conversion ratio and rate of gain. So very solid performance in that presence of the toxins.
So then explain to me what Solus and Solus Moss actually do and how a producer would use them.
Okay, great. So Solus and Solus Moss are feed additives. So I'll talk mostly about Solus Moss since that's what we featured in the okra toxin and alpha toxin study. It's a combination of a clay, a mineral product, that actually in the feed ration and inside the bird binds up mycotoxins and pass them through the animal without being released in the gut to cause damage. And then the moss portion actually boosts the immune system to help the bird manage that challenge with a higher modulation of the immune system. So in a sense, we're doing two things. We're trying to move the toxin through without being absorbed, and to the extent it is absorbed, we've modulated the immune system to be more sensitive and process through that challenge so that it's not going to have as much effect on performance.
Well, when would a producer be likely to use this product?
We have a number of producers that will use this in a daily ration just throughout the year. So those producers have found that, you know, while testing your grain is a good way to check and see if you have mycotoxins, by the time you test, that grain is typically already in the birds. So this way, by just using it on an ongoing basis, you're managing that problem to be a minimum. And even if you have a low level or a small hot spot, you've addressed it. Other producers will test and then watch their bird performance. And then when they have a downtick in performance, then they'll introduce the Solus Moss, hopefully work through that feed grain. And what they'll look for is when they believe they're in clean grain, then they'll try to back it out. So they try to use it more as a Band-Aid as opposed to an ongoing program.
And it works well both ways then?
Certainly works well both ways. The Band-Aid approach works great. The challenge is you usually place the Band-Aid after you have the cut. So you already have the performance challenge. If you're using it on an ongoing basis, you avoid that dip in performance.
So if you're using it on an ongoing basis, though, and as you said, it would take care of any low level. If the levels are higher, would you have to increase the use then of Solus Moss?
Yeah, in this particular case, and I'll go back to the study, this managed through a relatively high level of challenge. In a very extreme case, what we would typically do is add some additional moss to the product for a short period of time, which really just keeps boosting the immune system. But I would say in more than 9 out of 10 cases, the normal rate of Solus Moss is going to manage through the sorts of challenges we're going to experience in the feed mills.
Right. If we actually end up having some mycotoxin issues here with the with the feed, the corn, the grains coming out of the field now. Well, how can a producer find out more about Solus and Solus Moss?
So the best way is to request Solus Moss from your feed mill, feed provider, or just contact Novus, your local sales representative, or come see us here at IPE, and we can certainly talk about the opportunities to work this into your programs.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Wendell, here at the International Poultry Expo at the Novus booth. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.